Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly issued her first veto in 2025, a bill titled Help Not Harm Act that would have prevented state funding for gender-affirming care for minors. The bill would have prevented health care providers from providing medical or surgical interventions, including puberty blockers and sex reassignment surgeries for minors. The Help Not Harm Act would have also disciplined health care providers who perform such treatments, including the revocation of their medical license. Kelly released a statement that read, in part, "Right now, the legislature should be focused on ways to help Kansans cope with rising prices. That is the most important issue for Kansans. That is where my focus is. Infringing on parental rights is not appropriate, nor is it a Kansas value. As I've said before, it is not the job of politicians to stand between a parent and a child who needs medical care of any kind. The Republican-controlled legislature will aim to override the governor's veto." Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson released a statement on X saying, "The governor's devotion to extreme left-wing ideology knows no bounds, vetoing a bipartisan bill that prevents the mutilation of minors. The Senate stands firmly on the side of protecting Kansas children and will swiftly override her veto before the ink from her pen is dry." In order to override the veto, the bill will now need two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate. The GOP have supermajorities in both chambers of the legislature, meaning a partisan vote would be enough to enact the law. Initially, the bill passed the House with a vote of 83-35 and the Senate with a vote of 32-8. This was the third time the Republican legislature attempted to make this bill law.